Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate the feast of Saint Barnabas. And Saint Barnabas is described in Scripture as a good man, filled with the Holy Spirit and of faith. He was a good man, that is, he possessed natural goodness. He had a good will. But this, as we know, is not enough for salvation. Unfortunately, a lot of people think today, in order to be saved, in order to get to heaven, you just have to be a good person. And unfortunately, more often than not, they think of that as meaning a nice person, someone who is fun to be with, a good guy, these type of things. But this natural goodness, of course, is not enough for salvation, because heaven is a supernatural end, which means it requires supernatural means to get there. And so Barnabas was a good man, yes, but he was also filled with the Holy Spirit and filled with faith. And so for this reason, he's a saint, and he went to heaven, and he was an instrument in the Lord's hands of converting many people. The reading from Matins this morning, from the Acts of the Apostles, says, on hearing this, the Gentiles were delighted, that is, hearing the word of the gospel proclaimed, and glorified the word of the Lord, and all who were destined for eternal life believed. So those destined for eternal life believed in the words of the apostles and had faith. But even that was not enough, because they must persevere in that faith. And so that's why Barnabas, when he comes to Antioch, he rejoices to see their faith and all of the many converts. So what does he do? He exhorts them to continue in the Lord with steadfast heart. Okay, so they believed they were converted, but they also need to persevere in the faith with steadfast heart. And so we too ask for Saint Barnabas's intercession for our own perseverance in the faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.